This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, October 16th. God's word to you today is surely. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 56, verse 9, and it says, "Then my enemies shall turn back and scatter on the day I call out to you. This I know for certain, God is on my side." In today's scripture reference, David makes a profound statement. David says, "I'm not pretending that I do not have enemies. I'm not pretending that everything is going to be rosy. I'm not pretending that I'm not going to be under attack. But I'm stating my reality, which is, even when the bad days come, I will call for help and all my enemies will scatter because God is for me. As you call for help, all your enemies will scatter because God is for you. As you call out to God today, your enemies will turn back and scatter. You will know for certain that God is by your side." When you go through this kind of journey with God, you can say, "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." However, the question is, why are we sometimes so insecure, unable to say, "Surely"? Why do we sometimes say, "Hopefully," or "Perhaps," or even "Maybe"? It is because we have forgotten how much our Heavenly Father, our Dad, loves us. God is our Father that loves us and is committed to us. But when we forget this, we are easily ruffled and shaken. However, when you remember this truth, then regardless of what is going on around you, you are certain that your Dad will deliver. When a son trusts his dad, it is a beautiful sight to behold, because the absolute trust that child has in his father keeps him on his toes. For me, I mean, when I got saved, I did not really struggle with relating to God as a father. I know that is not the story for a lot of people, but whatever the case is, God will heal you in Jesus' name. Amen. I had a good relationship with my father growing up, and I believed he could do anything. On my 9th birthday, my father asked me what I wanted. I said I wanted a bicycle, and in my mind I was thinking, "You asked for it." I thought he was going to need to string heaven to earth to get it. The birthday came, and I got a bicycle. I can never forget it. I was the only one that had a bicycle in the neighborhood. My point is, I thought it was a big request, but in retrospect, I can see it was just a little request. Perhaps I should have asked for a car. With our Heavenly Father, most times what we are asking for is a bicycle, and we are wondering if He is able to give it to us. Meaning God is saying, "Excuse me, I have chariots of fire. All you want is an ordinary car, whereas God wants to carry you on the wings of the wind." Ask Stephen, Jerusalem to Ethiopia on heavenly transportation. Let us pray. Father, I declare that surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and it will be clear to everyone that God is on my side. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.